Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. If you want to call in to future episodes of Cosmic Channels, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The lines are open Sundays between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. The Cosmic Channels are open.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels number 4, where we are taking calls about cryptid encounters, you name it, Bigfoot, Mothman, Chupacabra,
Lubega.
Lubega.
No, we already did a whole podcast about Lubega last time.
Yes, we did. If you are looking to call into the show, the number is 1-833-703-0424. We have a call queue going. I hope it works. So first call through gets a story. If you call, you should be. If you call and you don't get through, you should be put on hold, and we should be able to get to you. So hopefully it works. All right, lines are now open.
Do you guys ever? Any of you guys ever had a cryptid sighting or?
No.
Think you've seen one?
At first, there was one time when I was out in the woods where I thought maybe I seen a Bigfoot, but ended up just being a bear. I wanted it to be a Bigfoot so bad.
That it became to morph, it started to morph into a Bigfoot?
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck that. It's starting to look more and more like a Bigfoot the more, yeah.
more
I'm around
The more
here.
I squint, the more I can't tell what it is.
I mean, I already told my story about my cryptid encounter at some point. I was probably, I don't know, it was still when I was a kid. So, I mean, that automatically kind of, I don't know. For me, it's like, well, I was a kid driving down the highway at some point. I think it was either in Ohio or Michigan, somewhere around the border. And I remember seeing something running along the highway. And I just always remember that one, it looked like it was things like jumping along the highway and moving like a primate. I remember moving like a baboon or something. And I remember asking my grandma or something about it. And her talking about boogers. And not the ones not the ones you get in your nose. But you know, boogers
yeah,
is a regional name for Bigfoot like creatures, like Midwest term. You know, Ohio, Michigan,
Illinois. Boogie monsters, kind of? Is that like short for boogie monster? Or
I'm not sure if it's short for boogie monsters, but I know it's just like boogers. Like, but like you, if you look it up, and like there are people in the Midwest that do call them boogers.
Boogers. So here in Canada, those are in your nose,
right? I think most places. But those people who do know boogers are just a type of, you know, they are a type of Bigfoot, or that's what people say that they are. And I think I might have saw one when I was a kid. I could have been falling asleep in my seat when I was in the car, but I don't know. Like, I just remember seeing that and just not knowing what it is and kind of asking about it. And then it's like, oh, it's boogers or something.
I mean, if I were to choose my choice of cryptid encounter, I would definitely pick Jeff, the talking mongoose. That would definitely be my, AKA the Delby spook.
I remember a time when I was a kid. Again, I was a little kid, and I lived in Peachland, and we lived at this top of this like steep hill, and the road kind of went down to the bottom of this like T cul-de-sac. And I remember it. I remember standing out at our one window that looked down the street, and I remember seeing this huge bird like land on the light post down at the end of the street, but it was humongous. Like, it looked like the size of a man. Again, I was a little kid, so, you know.
Mothman.
And I remember seeing it being like, oh my God. And then like yelling at my parents to come see, and then it flew away. And it just always stuck with me, like seeing that. I don't know what it was. Like, back then it could have just been like, I had probably never seen like one of those red-tailed hawks or whatever they are, or like even a bald eagle. Like, and it was like a little bit nighttime. So if like one of those had landed, like those things are humongous.
Nighttime. That's a good description.
A little bit nighttime.
Just a little bit nighttime.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Dusk.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. A little bit nighttime.
Not quite nighttime. Just a little bit of nighttime.
Yeah. Are we streaming this on YouTube as well again?
Should be streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Periscope.
I'm getting some messages saying people can't find it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there it is. I see it.
No, it's definitely crazy. If you follow the page, you should see it. No calls. No one wants to call us, tell us their cryptid story yet. Don't be shy. Call in. No judgment. Even if you've fucking seen a bear, just make it seem like it was Bigfoot.
They're obviously blocking the calls from coming in. They don't want us to expose the truth.
Spice it up.
Or even if you haven't had a cryptid encounter, how about like top three cryptids?
Favorite cryptid. Call in, tell us your favorite cryptid. Anything to do with cryptid. Yeah. Who would win in a cryptid fight? Put two cryptids against each other. Call in and let us know. Dan, you drink? What are you drinking there?
Modelo Especial.
Oh, nice.
I'm off the sauce all month, so I'm drinking a Perrier sparkling water. It's delicious.
Perrier sparkling water.
Yeah.
Really hits the spot.
I can't wait till June 1st.
30 days is always a good haul. If you can do 30 days straight, no beer, that's good. You probably dropped, how much weight you drop now? Just from not drinking.
It's hard to say from not drinking, because we also did the running challenge last month.
If you say so, you didn't like drop any weight because of running challenge, because you were drinking.
Okay, I'm down 14.
Boom.
Today.
That's good.
So I don't know if that's all pure weight or.
It's all from your fucking face. All of it.
All
your jowls. Your jowls have just disappeared.
Look at that.
You can't even Paul Bear anymore.
I can't even make a cool Bear. Double chin. Double chin.
You can't Paul Bear anymore.
It's also linked. Like, the only problem with that is that like the weight is directly linked to how funny I am. Like, nothing I say is funny, and the less fat I am, the less funny I am, I think. So don't worry, everyone who's worried. I will put that all back on ASAP.
June 3rd. Always comes back.
Yeah.
The skinnier you get, the crazier you have to get. I mean, look at Alex Jones. Like, he's got banned off of YouTube and with his InfoWars and stuff. But the dude, if you watch some of his more recent streams, he looks pretty jacked. He looks like he's been working out.
He does. He looks ripped.
Well, it's because he's fucking doing testosterone and cocaine.
Yeah,
that's his supplementation. Ready to
eat his neighbors.
That's the best stack right there.
Getting ready to eat his neighbors.
All right, someone's got to have a cryptid tale. One spooky cryptid tale.
I just called the line just to make sure it works. It works, so call through.
Someone just said, I can't get over how dreamy Andrew is. I pictured him as a short, fat Mexican. It's a short And it's a guy.
Also, I'm male. Just saying. Fucking mongoose cryptid. Hilarious.
I've had a ton of experience like in the woods hunting, but I've never once been like, oh, this is something like intelligent. Half the time it'll be like you just hear something crack, like you're out for first light or whatnot, and like you hear the crack in the woods and the walking. It always crosses my mind. I'm like, monster. First thing. Like, oh,
I think Andrew can agree with me when it's hard to have a cryptid encounter in the forest when you don't want to go into the forest to have a cryptid encounter.
That's true.
Buddy, I'm scared of having a fucking encounter while I turn the lights off and walk out of a room. All right. I'm not going in the fucking woods.
That was always one of my fears, is to have, like, you know, you go into your room at night, because when I was a kid, like, my bedroom window was like on the ground level. And that's always that. I mean, it's probably for anyone, like, just having somebody looking in that window when you like turn off the light and there's the face.
Like, totally.
Fuck. It's like I live in a fucking suburb, and it was like, I'd still, for some reason, I had like a patch of forest near my house, and I'd still freak out about Bigfoot like living in there for some reason. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Still, he could be there.
No, Dan, all you need is a little patch of forest and then a couple underground tunnels. Boom, Bigfoot could be anywhere.
Oh yeah, the giant monumental tunnel network that Bigfoot uses to get around the country.
How else can he disappear so quickly? He's probably got hidden trap doors.
Thought he could,
like,
teleport
with boulders and shit. He rolls a boulder open, comes out of the underground tunnel, fucks around for a bit. People find him, try and trace his footsteps. All of a sudden, the footsteps disappear. It's because he went back in the hole, rolled a boulder. It's probably like a 10,000-pound boulder, which no one should be able to roll, but Bigfoot can roll it, obviously. Rolls it open, rolls it closed, and he's gone.
And it blends perfectly in with the wall, the stone wall that he walks into.
Yep.
I don't know. I just, like, it's like, I would love to go hunting for a Bigfoot, but also it's like, I listen to a lot of Bigfoot podcasts, and it's, like, just some of the sounds people hear, even if it's not really a Bigfoot, like, they say, like, you know, what are these sounds? I'm like, I have no idea. Like, maybe it could be a mountain lion. Like, I've heard recordings of sounds that mountain lions make, and those are fucking scary.
Yeah, that would not be any more comforting than a Bigfoot.
Right. That.
No, thank you.
And then, you know, but there's also that thing. It's like, if you go out in the woods and you go in some of these areas that you're Bigfoot hunting, doesn't it make sense that there would be other groups Bigfoot hunting, and it's like they're playing recordings out there to try to attract Bigfoot?
Well, that's always the one theory, is like when people go tree knocking, like you go out to like a high, like a Bigfoot hot zone, they will say, like, okay, you start tree knocking, but then there's another group of people just like on the other side of the valley, and they hear the knock and they're like, oh, motherfucker, it's Bigfoot. And then they start tree knocking. Then you start.
Right.
What are you talking about? I'm telling you, this is what happens to people. That's what
I'm saying. Like, right, like, yeah. That's, yeah.
So, is there a Bigfoot mating call that they can do? Do we know one yet?
I'm looking for one right now.
Okay.
I don't think there's one. I don't really.
I mean, like, so how would, like, does anybody here call the line if you have any tips on how to catch a fucking Bigfoot? I'd like to know that.
Oh, we got a call.
those are his food.
We got one.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you're on.
Yo, what's going
Cosmic
on?
Cosmic Channels. Welcome to the show. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
I'm Jay. I'm calling from Virginia.
Oh, Dan, local. Ooh. To you.
My neck of the woods.
West right Virginia?
On, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
But
you got a cryptid story for us, or encounter, or theory?
I do. So basically, I live in the Blue Ridge Mountains area of Virginia, on about 10 acres.
Is that
in the woods.
Is that anywhere near the Shenandoah River?
Yes.
That is.
That's a mountain mom's.
I mean, there is a Shenandoah River Valley.
I'm more southeast or southwest Virginia.
Southwest, okay.
Trying to think what would be a good landmark. Like Lynchburg, Roanoke are the two biggest cities around here.
Okay.
Pretty rural. But anyways, so I was, my daughter was outside playing, and she thought she heard coyotes. So she comes running in. She's like, "Daddy, I got coyotes out here." So I get my hunting gear on, and I'm like, "I'm going to kill one of these bastards because I'm tired of them, you know, harassing my family and I." So I go out there, and I post up next to a tree, and all of a sudden, to my left, I see a black mass move, and it was about 7 feet tall, left or right between the tree lines. So I don't fire at the black mass, but I fire away from it into a tree, and I hear this growl. It's not a human growl, and it wasn't a animal growl. It was something in between. And so I got a little bit freaked out. I seen the animal move again, and I fired another shot, and it let out this growl. And I, like, sent chills down my spine. I ran back into the house. My kids had the window open, heard the thing too, and I was like, oh, you know, it's just coyotes, you know, not trying to scare them.
Right.
But here comes a little bit of the creepy part. So a couple nights later, I go to let my cats out, and they go onto the back porch, and it's about 8 feet off the ground. And I immediately feel something staring at me, and the cats are staring in the same direction. And so I can't see anything, but I pull up my phone, and I start snapping pictures and zooming in as far as the phone would go, and I snap in random pictures. I go back in the house, and I have pictures of a creature, but its eyes are lit up glowing white.
Oh.
And I don't know what it was, but it's hard to define because the camera's so zoomed in that it's a little bit blurry. But I have two photos. One looks like the hand is like on a tree. The next one, the hand is by its side. And yeah, pretty creepy stuff.
You gotta send those in.
And then
can you send those
straight to our emails?
I'll email them to you for sure.
Please do.
The last part of this, that was about 4 months ago. So about a month ago, my son and I are riding dirt bikes back through the woods, and I'm like, "Dude, son, there's a cow, a calf, because a cow pasture behind my house. Nikki's dead." So we ride over there, and this thing looked like it was butchered. It wasn't torn apart by coyotes or anything like that. It looked like it was legitimately butchered and left there, like properly, like you would skin an animal yourself after hunting, gut it and all that stuff. It was really, really odd. And that was go ahead.
So my one question for you in that scenario is, how's house hunting coming? You looking for a new place to live?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I don't know what it was. It freaked me out, and I am looking for a new place to live, but I'm not in like this huge, huge rush to find a place to live. I mean, I'm not saying it was a cryptoid or, you know, energy of some sort, but it was something. I mean, something really, really bad. Really, really scary.
Something not easily explainable.
It was scary. Yeah. Exactly.
So I just want to talk a little bit more about the growl. Like, was it like a deep, like some bass in it? Or
bassy and high pitch is the best way I can describe it.
Two-tone.
I've never heard anything that that pitch and that tone, but when you hear it, I mean, it'll give you goosebumps. And man, I was scared. Like, I was like shaking. And it was, you know, I hunt, so when you spend time in the woods, you're used to the sounds. It was dead silent, like no birds chirping, no squirrels running. It was just silence.
And always, I always count that like in hunting too, is like if there's a predator nearby or there's another animal, like the fucking chipmunks usually stop or you know, everything.
Goes,
you get that weird, that definite eerie feeling. So I know what you mean there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. And I apologize. My speech, you guys can relate to this. I busted out my front tooth playing basketball. So I have a little bit of a lisp going on.
I know exactly how you feel. It took me like almost a year to get my fucking tooth back.
I have to go to the dentist Tuesday, but I'm all like, you know, speaking weird. It's annoying.
Oh dude, I was shooting food out of my mouth left and right doing that.
It's horrible, man. Trying to eat is like, you know,
a
task.
I feel you.
But I'm trying to play Apex with you, Zell. I'm trying to get on the Apex.
All right, man. Yeah,
I need a good squad.
Theorist Zell is my gamer tag.
You and Byron.
Yep, add us up. We're always looking for a third. Okay, man.
What's your gamer tag?
It's Theorist space Z-E-L or Z-E-L for all you foreign speakers down there.
All right, cool, man.
All right.
I appreciate it, man. And I have to tell you guys, my favorite podcast by far. I've been listening since almost the beginning. And I left the review that you guys thought was fake where I said Mr. Conspiracy was the great mind of our generation. And it was kind of just to get Braden going a little bit, which it did. It wasn't a fake five-star review. It was legit.
Hey, cheers, man. We appreciate
the
support.
Good work, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Jake.
All right,
thanks a lot.
Bye.
Right on, man. Take care.
There we go. First cryptid story. Unexplainable giant creature.
Probably a Bigfoot.
Listen.
Probably Bigfoot.
Nah, the guy's lost all his credibility with his last sign-off thing he had to say there. That's it. It's fake.
Yeah, here I was in Virginia thinking I was safe from Bigfoot. Wrong.
Fuck no.
So wrong.
Dude, Bigfoot has a plethora of monsters. I would say it has the most monsters per capita.
Virginia has a plethora of monsters? You said Bigfoot has a plethora of monsters.
Virginia does.
How?
I mean, is a Mothman there too?
No, Mothman's West Virginia.
Isn't an Ohio Grassman there too?
Yes, the Ohio Grassman is from Virginia.
Virginia. How did you everybody knows that.
Just all of them.
The fucking skunk monkeys there too.
Yeah. The cabbage patch man.
Yep.
Right? He's there.
If you run into Jeff, let me know. I want to meet that guy.
The first call. Anyone else got a cryptid Bigfoot story? Call in. The number is 1-833-703-0424.
All right.
A lot of people with cryptid stories.
I want to see that guy's pictures, though, man. I want to see. I'm curious.
I hope he sends him in.
We got someone else on the line here. Let's bring him in. Hello, you're on Cosmic Channels. Who are we speaking with?
This is Julie. Hi, you guys.
Hey, Julie. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Colorado.
Nice.
And that's where my story happened, in Colorado. So I don't know what I saw, but I still to this day don't know what it was. But I'm out on the eastern plains of Colorado, which is like nothing. There's nothing out there. Like this road is the only road going north and south, and I'm heading north. And like a mile up ahead on the road, something runs by. It goes fast. And I swear to God, there's no logical explanation for a greyhound to be out in the middle of nowhere in Colorado, but it looked like a greyhound. So I think it was like a chupacabra type thing. I don't know.
Oh shit!
Like I don't. It was not a deer. It was not a. It was not an antelope. It was not a coyote because it was huge. It was big. Like because I was like a half a mile away when it ran across the road, and like I still. It was brindle. You know, like those greyhounds that are like brindle, kind of like the pit bulls are brindle.
Right, like brown, black, white kind of color.
Yeah, it definitely was some kind of doggish thing. I just don't know what it was.
So it was moving. It was moving on all fours.
Yes. Yeah. It was running hard. It was running fast.
I mean, could it have been a loose greyhound dog?
So,
it was too big.
I mean, I guess it did look. It did look like a greyhound, but I'm telling you, you have to picture the eastern plains of Colorado. it's like in every direction, 50 miles, nothing. Oh, nothing.
Wow. Now, I know I've seen a couple pictures of Chupacabra where some people think that it might be like a coyote with mange.
I've seen a couple.
It didn't look like it had mange.
Right, so I've seen a couple like that. So that could be it, but I'm never one to say it's not a chupacabra.
Fuck no.
Yeah, it was just a really big dogish thing. So,
like, could you tell how big the head was? Was the head more streamlined? Was it more, you know, like, was it more like a pit bull type of head? Like,
you know, I didn't really see the head because it went by so fast. Like, it was literally full out running.
And you said it just ran across the road from, like, left to right?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the right to the left. Yeah.
Was it like a... Weird. What was the gait like? Like, was it like a... Was it like a loping, or was it like a... Was it like a canine run? Where
it was
just
like a full out, like, all, like, two legs in front, two legs in back. Like, galloping.
Like, full tilt. Something's running full tilt. Like a... Outstretched run. Yeah.
Now, do they have wolves in Colorado?
I'm sure they got wolves.
Not down that way.
Not down there.
Not down that way. Not down the plains.
Okay,
that's cool.
So, maybe it's a thylacine.
That's the only weird thing I've ever seen.
You didn't get out and try and hunt it down?
I mean, I looked. I actually stopped on the side of the road because I'm the only car on the road in the middle of this nowhere place.
Right.
And I stopped because I'm like, it has to be around here, like. How far could it have gone? And you could see literally for 100 miles. And
now there's
nothing there.
Here's my question. What were you doing out there? Burying a body?
Good question. No.
That's the real question. Here's
the
mystery.
Was like at the time I was the hog farm inspector for the state of Colorado. So I was like down south inspecting hog farms. So I was on my way home to Denver. So that was like on my ride home.
Cool.
That's cool.
Do you have a badge?
Did I have a badge? No.
No, too bad.
Would the badge say hog inspector?
Yeah. That'd be badass.
It's a big, big fucking badge, like an amulet style badge.
It's got Porky Pig on it.
No. I don't even think I had a laminate ID. I can't even remember. Maybe I had a lanyard or something.
What's your official, is your official job title hog inspector?
Like at the time, yeah, I was the only hog farm inspector like the state of Colorado ever had.
Oh, you could just go for so many jokes. So many jokes.
Yeah, so many jokes. You're at the bar meeting people and they ask, well, what do you do? Hey, I'm a hog inspector. You're giving people the wrong idea.
Hey, it's not as bad as what I do now, so whatever.
Oh. What is it?
What is it? Spill it.
Oh, I write romance books.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, that's awesome. Wrong with that. That's fucking awesome. Dope.
Are there romance books about hog
inspectors? Like, because that's weird too, right?
No, it's not. It's no, good. Where can people find your stuff?
Yes, give a shout out to yourself.
Plug it.
Plug yourself.
No.
You got to do it. You got to tell people. You got to do it.
Come on now. Dan's a big romance
Dan.
No.
Dan will read your book.
Get out of here.
I probably would read it.
Yeah, probably take him 2 days.
Yeah, we'll read it.
Not even. Half a day. Dan reads your book half a day.
6 hours.
Spill it. Where, what's your book?
I have like 75 of them, and my my author name is J A Huss, H U S S.
J A Huss, you heard it. Go. Can people find you anywhere books are sold, kind of thing?
Yeah. No, actually online mostly because I'm an indie publisher. So.
Okay, so all mainly digital. Do you do any audiobooks with your novels?
Yeah, I have a ton of audio.
Boom! There you go.
Oh my god. Taking turns. 3, 2, 1. Mr. Mystery. Oh no, Mr. Mysterious.
Oh, I like that. I like the title of that one.
Woo!
The Inspector and the
steamy
Hog.
Steamy right now. these are steamy, tragic.
Hey,
his turn.
That's nothing wrong with writing fucking books. Hell no.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
If you ever need somebody to do an audiobook, Brayden.
Yeah.
Give Brayden a call.
If you're ever looking for someone to sweep the female listeners off their feet and you need a nasally voice.
Yes.
Buddy, cover model man. Right there, Brayden. Yeah. Fabio.
Yep. Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. You guys have a great podcast. I think you guys have a great voices together. I really, really enjoy your podcast. I listen all the time.
Oh, we appreciate the support. Hey, anyways, thanks for the story about the runaway chupacabra in Colorado. Check out J.A. Huss if you're looking for some sick romance novels.
If your internet's down in the quarantine and you want to
steam
it turned up a bit, on when you turn the page.
All right, we're going to see if there's anyone else on the line. All right, we appreciate the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Like a romance novel she author. That's awesome.
She has so many books.
That's a lot.
It's unbelievable. I'm just scrolling through. I was like, there's so many.
It's awesome.
That's awesome. Was not expecting that. She's like, yeah, my new job sucks. Like, what is it?
I can just see her. Dude, she's probably sitting there in those fucking pig pens, sick of that shit the whole time, dreaming of writing romance novels, and she made it happen.
It's good.
Yeah, that's good for her.
That's a good American story right there. And, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything's possible.
Hogs to riches.
Hogs to riches. There you go. All right, we got the lines have opened up here. We got another person on. Let's bring them in right now. Hello, Cosmic Channels. You're live.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, not a lot. Having a couple beers, talking about some cryptids. Who are we speaking with?
I love it. My name's Derek. I'm from Vegas.
Oh,
hey, Derek, we know you.
We remember you.
Exactly. Yeah, man. Derek, hell yeah. How you guys doing?
I won't say your last name, but we remember who you are. We've been around a long time, man. We appreciate it.
Derek was part of, if you listen to our podcast, Derek was a prominent in the Las Vegas story where we met fake Elvis singing karaoke on the street for like 8 hours.
Oh my God, dude.
And drank the bar dry.
Drank them out of beer, legit out of beer.
Drank them out of beer.
That was the first time I've ever seen a bar say, hey, we're out of drinks. You guys drink us dry.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was fun.
That was a good time.
Man. Anyways, man, you got any cryptid stories for us?
Man, I got some good stories. I mean, mine's a little bit more on the ghost side. I don't know if that works.
Yeah, you're on the line, man. Let's hear it.
All right, perfect. So, yeah, when I was younger, and to this day, it still freaks me out. Because when I was younger, I would have a lot of nightmares in the house that I lived in. And one day, I had a pretty bad nightmare. I go to sleep with my mom. And, you know, I'm little. You know, this isn't like a year or two ago. And so I get in the bed with my mom, and I just remember something grabbing me from the edge of the bed and pulling me off. My mom's screaming. She's trying to get me, like, back on the bed. And from that, I still don't know. I mean, obviously, it was probably a dream. But from that day on, like, even now, I can't sleep on the side of the bed. Like, I can't have my back towards the edge of the bed. Because I always think something's going to grab me. Like, I have to sleep with a nightlight on. Like, it has scarred me from then on. And it felt so real that I really don't even know if it was a dream or not.
Jesus. Crazy.
Yeah. But it's nuts. Like, to this day, it still freaks me out.
So you like, still remember, like, the sensation of being grabbed off the bed?
100%. Yeah. Yeah, and I just remember the house always having nightmares. I never had like even the house I'm in now, like I don't have any nightmares. But the house then always had nightmares. Like there was always just this weird, eerie feeling in the house. Like we saw a lot of stuff in the house, you know, plants moving, like silhouettes. It was just really creepy. And I think it maybe was just the house that something was in the house, and luckily it didn't follow. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely held strong with me for, you know, 20 plus years. So.
Yeah, anything that.
It's a little creepy.
Anything that stays with you that long, like, obviously had a severe impact on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have ever had any kind of experiences like that or heard of anybody having anything that, like, obviously I feel like it was a dream. But, I mean, for it to be that strong and to hold on and to make me feel like it maybe wasn't a dream is weird. And I talked to my mom about it. She's like, I don't even remember that. So it's really weird.
Creepy.
If you listen to our last week's Cosmic Channels, we had a whole bunch of people tell various shadow stories and similar stories. Whole bunch of them.
Oh, man. Okay.
Tons of creepy shit out there, man. You're definitely not the only one.
Don't worry. Yeah, it's not just you. Right. You're not the only one haunted by demons.
Yep. And Lubega.
And Lubega.
Of right?
It's getting
and singing Elvis.
Yeah. Dude, that was honestly my favorite Elvis. Okay. I hope he's still there.
he's totally still there. I mean, not right now because of COVID, but yeah, just like before the COVID thing happened, he was definitely still there. Like, I think he's got a cane now, you know, because he was running a little slow before. But
do you remember when he just loved Dan for some reason? He just loved Dan's voice, and so when he was like, come up and sing this song for me, and he just picked this old-timey tune that Dan didn't know. So Dan was just standing up on the streets of Vegas singing some old-timey tune that he didn't know.
That I didn't know. I 100% did not know this song.
And then old-timey Elvis started duetting with you. It was great. That was a great
song.
What
was the song?
He's just a gigolo. For some reason.
Like, I know of the song. Like, I know I'm Just a Gigolo. Like, I know of the song, but I don't know the song. Like, I've never really heard, like, the whole song, but I think I've heard the title somewhere.
Oh, it
was,
man.
Yeah, that was pretty... that was really fun.
Well, next time you guys all make it out, man, we'll have to see Elvis again.
Oh, we're going back for a repeat of that day. It was so fun.
Yeah. That was a great time.
Good. All right, man. Well, I'll let you guys get back to it and keep doing what you're doing. It's great.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Derek.
Peace out, buddy. Man, so many people have terrifying stories of the night and dreams and nightmares. Get pulled off beds. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of when you lived in that haunted house out for a while, a little bit, Zell.
Which, my haunted house? What are you talking about?
Or maybe it was Lady Zell's house.
Oh, when I first met Lady Zell. This is the only legit paranormal story I have, is when I first met her, like when I was first starting to sleep over, she would tell me like, hey, I don't want to sound weird, but something happens on my bed where it's like, feels like someone heavy just sits on it, like really heavy, like a big dude sits on it. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, yeah, something sits on it and I feel it like go down and like crush down, but no one's there. I'm like, was it the cat? He's like, no, the door's closed. I was like,
okay, sure.
You should get out of this house right now.
Yeah, right,
and sure
fucking
enough,
now.
Within 2 weeks, new house. I was like, this house is fucking haunted. Get out of here.
Did it happen to you, Zell?
I didn't experience it really. I thought maybe I did. I think I thought I did because I was looking for it, but I never really felt that sensation of like a giant, like heavy beast sit on the bed. But she said it happened many times, so that's crazy. All right, we got another caller here. Let's bring him in. Hello, you're on Cosmic Channels. Who are we speaking with?
Richard.
Hey, Richard, where are you calling from?
Alberta.
Alberta, just general Alberta. Alberta, or you want to give us a town?
Just general Alberta.
Just deep out in the country.
Yeah.
There you go. You got a story for us?
Yeah, I actually have stories, man. I got lots of stories that I could tell.
Okay, well, let's give us your best one first. If we got time, we'll do more.
Yep, absolutely. I grew up in northern Ontario, and I know a spot that, my gosh, you can't go. You cannot have an experience. It is insane how bad it is there.
Creepy.
When we were staying, I was with my family. I was probably about 4 or 5. I actually forgot about the incident. And then my sister brought it up one day. She's much older than me. And when she mentioned it, everything just came flowing back. We had moved back into the area and we didn't have a place to stay. So we were staying at like a trapper's cabin in the middle of the woods, and there's an area right by it that is referred to as the spook hole. And it's just an area that all the locals do not go near. It's just, you don't go there day or night. You don't go down there. It's basically like a swamp, but you got to go down in, it's a deep valley all around it to go down into it. Well, this cabin we were staying at was actually just maybe a mile from the spook hole up in the hill. And we were there staying one night. We stayed there for a couple nights. And my parents knew about it. Everybody knew the histories. Of course, us kids didn't understand fully at the time. And one night we got woke up by a scratching on the roof of the building. And it was a big log building too. They use it for snowmobiling as well. And it literally sounded like something tearing through the roof coming in. And I remember laying there and I forgot about this incident until my sister mentioned it. And as soon as she did, I just like instant, just you feel your blood just drain and just brings back horrible memories. So we're laying there there's four kids. I'm the youngest. I got three older siblings, and my sister being the oldest, my two parents. And there's this scratching at the roof, and my parents are trying to keep us really, really quiet because they know the stories. They've dealt with some of the stuff that's happened back in that area, but we had no place to go at the time. So while us kids are laying there freaking out, our mom's trying to get us quiet. My dad is trying to, like, he's politely telling us to shut up. He has his rifle out. He opened the door. He got us all. I remember this, like, it comes right back in my mind. I remember him opening the door. My parents had us all lined up straight in a row. My dad went out to the vehicle first. He went out, he opened the door of the vehicle that we were traveling in. And he went back and he told my mom, he said, okay, like, he had us all ready. And I said, you kids, there's no messing around. When this door opens, you were going straight for that vehicle and you get in. Not a word, nothing. And they loaded us up. It was about 3 a.m. and we were rushed into that vehicle and just basically tossed in. And we were gone. And to this, yes. And I got, like, it's insane. We know our friends to the south, the Americans. They love their rifles. And my grandparents were trap liners. They run a black bear trap line.
Yep.
And they had one fella, like, for the most part, like, they, a lot of people from Indiana would come up. And for the most part, everybody was respectful. My grandparents said, like, this is, like, we're not going down in this area to put any baits. It's not happening. Like, it's prime place for bears, but they wouldn't go there. Nobody would go down there into this spook hole.
No kidding.
So this one fella came up. He was new to the group. He came up with the rest of the group that had been just reoccurring for years and years. So he heard about this area and he wanted to go down there, and he kept hounding and hounding. And my grandparents kept trying to talk him out of it, and so did his friends. And they said, like, no, we're not doing it. And he kept it up. And my grandparents even told the fella, like, listen, we didn't put up any bear baits. There's nothing going on. There's no bear baits down there. We're not doing it. After a couple of days, they finally agreed. So my grandparents and my father, so three adults with rifles, go down. They set one bear bait, and they just marked the trees, notched them on the way back up the hill, and they left. And they told the guy, we put one up, give it a couple days. They showed him where it was. And they said, when it comes time, we'll drive you there. We'll show you the trail. You're on your own. We are not coming in for you. So he did. It was early morning. They drove their vehicles. And this is right by this camp we were staying at. But this is many years after. They showed him the notched trees to look for going down into the bottom of the spook hole. And they told him, we are not coming back. You are on your own from here. And they left. It was late night, probably 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, when they're all drinking, having fun back at my grandma's house. And they all realized all of a sudden, we're missing a guy. And they were just about to go in and get him when this guy came in the yard. And he wasn't saying a thing to anybody. He was going through campers and everything of people that he came up with, grabbing all of his stuff and throwing it in the vehicles. And my grandpa, they kept asking, like, what's going on? And I can't even think of half these stories without getting emotional. Like, it's intense back there. But they kept asking him, what's going on? And when they finally got him to stop and actually speak, they said he was absolutely shaking. He could hardly come up with the words. All he said is, I don't know what the hell you guys have here, but I am not coming back. And he never did. He saw something. He said that he saw something appear in the marsh, like across the other end of the marsh. And he's sitting in a blind made of just trees. He picked up his rifle and he said he looked through his scope, and it just, whatever was across that marsh, it's like it knew he was there. It just turned and looked straight at him, and it started walking, like coming around the bank. And he said he was too afraid. He didn't know. He didn't even know what he was looking at. He said, I can't even describe it, that there's nothing to describe it with. He said he just froze. He was too afraid to pull the trigger. He wanted out of there. And he said, finally, he just stopped until it was just dark. There's no movement, and he had no choice but to leave. It's absolutely, it is insane. My, as we got older as kids, I remember like we grew up in those woods, and my other grandparents lived just a couple miles from that spook hole, like probably 4 or 5 miles from it. They have had some intense stuff happen there. My own family has had it happen living on the family's land. It is unbelievable the stories that come out of that place.
Now, so what do you think it is?
People say, it's a Bigfoot and ha ha ha. Other people say no, like what you hear of a Bigfoot described, or El Nasty as I should say.
Yep.
it's nothing like that. My grandparents who lived there their whole life, they have always believed that it's, you know, something like a spirit, like a Wendigo. That's what my grandma's side is native.
Don't fuck with Wendigos, man.
No, fuck that.
Yes. And that's what she said. They believe it's something that shows up when you've either done something wrong, or it shows up when it needs to put you on a different path. I remember as a little kid standing in my grandpa's yard. It's quite a poor area. It has been for many years. And when he was, up into the 50s, they were still using horses getting around. And I remember being at my grandparents' one day, and we're talking, this is about 91 now. I was probably 7 or so at the time. And you could hear horses. You could hear the reins. You could hear the jingling. And I remember my grandpa, you could hear it as kids. And he looks at us and he gets a grin. He was an older fellow by then, hunched over little guy. And he says, "You hear that, don't you?" And it's just like, "Yeah, what is it, Grandpa?" And he's like, "Oh, that's my horses." And as kids, we're like, "Why, you have horses? No way." And he says, "Well, I don't have them, but I had them." We're like, "What do you mean?" This is when we were first introduced to it. And he's like, "Come with us." We walk out to the gravel road out the end of his driveway, and standing there, and I swear, you could feel the horses run by you. It just got louder and louder and louder, and if you had your eyes closed, you would have swore the horses run by you.
It's like a place where like the veil is thin, you know?
It is unbelievable thin. I had an uncle who lived on the land. He literally got chased out one night. He had an incident in his house where, if I ramble, let me know, but I've got so many.
I was just going to cut in. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to try and take a couple more calls. That is one of the creepiest stories we've had.
Yeah. Do me a favor. No matter how much Zell asks, don't tell him where this spook hole is, because he wanted all of us to go. Don't tell him.
Shut up.
Don't tell him.
No, tell me. I'm on Google Earth right now. Where is the spook hole?
No. He's going to want to play the fucking Ouija board there or something. Don't tell him.
Okay, tell us privately, and that because we can't travel internationally for the foreseeable future, we're going to go to the spook hole.
Yeah,
Zell's going to go to the spook hole.
Yeah, it's insane. Like it's
Andrew's crazy. Going to the spook hole for sure.
Oh, fuck that.
Okay, yeah, I could send you a Google pin to it after. Yep. It's because you got family members living there, they don't want people crawling all over their land, and they just like to keep it private. Their biggest thing is there used to be a big trouble with this. Like the more people that were back there growing, like living there and growing up, it just seemed to get worse and worse. But as people just kind of faded off and went their own ways, it's died down a bit, but stuff still does happen. The last thing that happened was when my grandparents both died. One died, my grandpa died in the winter and early spring, who lived back there. And we were worried my grandma would go not long after. And she says, she told us, "Don't worry, guys, I'm not going to go until the snow flies." And we thought, okay, we're good. I'll be darned. It was late June, early July. We had a freak snowfall and she passed away.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And
save some more stories for the next call-in show. Cause I'm sure we'll get back to some ghosts, and it sounds like you got endless ones, but for tonight, we'll have to cap it at that.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I'll send you a Google pin.
Please do, man. Appreciate it.
Please don't.
Thank you.
Please don't.
Will do. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Hold on a sec. I got a prediction. There's also going to be a vampire in the spook hole pretty soon. Good.
Hey, so
we can't travel internationally. We have to go to the spook hole.
No, we fucking don't. Why?
We have to.
Why?
Because
dude, did you not just hear that story of the last person that begged to go to the spook hole and then like cried?
Yeah. Well.
Hey, what's that encounter with those fucking aliens scratching that tin roof? It sounds just like that.
That's the Kelly Hopkinsville or whatever encounter.
Yeah. See, now if I wasn't interested in paying attention, I wouldn't have asked that question. So suck it in the comments.
What, did someone say you're not interested?
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, yeah. What's up, sucker?
And just got two words for you.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm not going to the spook hole. That's the fucking one.
No spook hole.
No spook hole.
Yeah, exactly.
No spook hole.
Zell,
spook
what are you, seriously, hyphenated. Like, you're bringing this shit on yourself,
fear.
Man.
I'm addicted to fear and trying to track down some paranormal
you
shit.
You got fucking Lou Bega hanging out outside the fucking studio.
Yeah, that girl like, last time said I got the fucking demon. She said, see the demon over my shoulder during the live stream. I was like, oh, great.
That's on you, man.
Oh, I knew this demon has been roaming around the studio for a while, but I didn't realize people could see him.
I mean,
I guess he's real.
You already made me play fucking Ouija board in the woods. I'm not going to spook hole.
I can't wait to play Ouija board again.
I had to get so fucking inebriated to even go there.
I'm making a demon board next time with my own blood, and like, I'm really going to do it right.
Do you even bleed though? You're a vampire.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Not his blood. You'd be surprised. I
mean, no one makes him bleed his own blood.
You'll be surprised how much blood I can track down.
All right.
A lot of blood.
You need some blood? I'll find you some blood. I'll get some blood by this afternoon.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that was horrible.
I have no interest of going there, man. He sounded scared. Like when he's telling like this guy, he was giving me shivers. The only thing, okay, I was like, if there wasn't the other buildup of like the dad getting the gun, running out to the truck and being like, lining up the kids to be like, when this door opens, run to the car. I would have said, oh, maybe a pack rat or something. But then I was like, no one would do like that is a crazy rat. So it must have just been wild. It must have been, I can't even imagine.
That's terrifying.
We got time for one more call. If someone, because that was a call went longer than normal. If someone got fed up and hung up during halfway, call back. We got time for one more. So if you got a story.
Next call and show, can we do something like fun and happy? Because I'm telling you,
what would you like to do?
Well, listen,
what's your favorite dog sighting?
After fucking Hatman, the whole night, that night I fucking spent staying up, coming up with like plans on my mind, being like, so I'm going to grab my baby, I'm going to trip my fiance, and I'm going to run out the fucking door.
Peace. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, man. Like I knew he was staring at me.
We got our last call on the line here. Let's bring them in. Hello, you're on Cosmic Channels.
Hey, man. What's going on, guys?
Hey, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Cody from Manitoba.
Oh, Cody. Repeat caller. Welcome back.
Okay. Yeah. Cody was the first caller ever on Cosmic Channels.
He sure was.
Yeah, I kind of actually was skeptical about calling again because I'm like, I just keep calling these guys. You're going to think I'm just weird.
Man, call in, tell some stories. You got some creepy cryptid story or something for us?
Well, actually, I got a couple. One of them, you were just mentioning about how there was something about scratching on a tin roof or something like that.
Yeah, that was a famous like alien UFO encounter. And where was it? Where was that, Dan?
Is it Hopkinsville?
Is that it? In like where? What state? In the state somewhere? What? I'm not sure what state.
Hopkinsville.
It was,
it's sometime in the East Coast.
Louisiana or something.
Kentucky.
That's weird. Well, when I was, it reminded me of something. When I was a kid, I used to go out to my great grandma's in Roblin, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours, about 3 hours actually from where I live now. And I went to a camp every year called Jackfish Camp at Jackfish Lake. And they used to tell us these stories about how there was this monster of some sort that would, like we were kids, so I mean, we believed whatever, but there was this monster like that would like come out from the lake that was close by and like try to get into the cabins. And I remember sleeping one night and there was like a storm, a little bit of a storm, but nothing too severe. And then like somewhere in the middle of the night, I remember hearing like scratching on the roof of our cabins, and they did have like those tin roofs on the top. So it was really, really weird. Now, whether that was a dream or not, I don't know. I mean, I was 8, so who knows? Right. But another one I wanted to tell, When I was about 15 years old, I went out to Hope, BC.
Oh yeah,
you probably know.
Not far.
You guys know
where
that is.
Not far from here. Yeah.
For people who don't know, it's where they filmed Rambo.
They did.
Is that true? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's 100% true, man.
100% true.
Huh. Rambo.
Congratulations!
First
you were just where they filmed Rambo.
Awesome. My stepbrothers used to go there every year when we were kids to see their dad and their family that lived out there. And so I went one summer with them for about a month. And there was a lake. I don't remember where it was exactly, and my details are going to be scattered at best right now. But there was a lake somewhere outside of the town, a few miles out of town. And it was at like the base of a cliff nearby. And there was some legend about some kind of serpent type thing that lived in the water. And there was a lot of areas in like this lake where there was super deep spots that you could not see to the bottom. It was just like, it was crystal clear water, but you could only see like so far down and then it was turned black. And there was some kind of legend about some kind of serpent cryptid thing. Maybe, I thought maybe you guys might know something like that.
Ogopogo.
Well, we know Ogopogo, and there is underground caverns connecting Okanagan Lake to the ocean and other lakes around BC, so it could be an Ogopogo.
That's interesting.
He's like a 50-foot-long serpentine dragon. Like, picture a Gyarados in the water, and you have...
Yeah,
and like, the First Nations people used to have to sacrifice deer and shit to cross the lake because they're so scared to go across.
And it was like... there was like... The one that I heard, it had spines across its back and stuff like that. It was really sketchy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of lake monsters in Canada. Actually, a lot of people claim a lot of lake monsters.
Lots of pogos
all around.
Yeah.
Well, you guys should go pogo hunting.
I go often. I have yet to find them, but it's I'm always
easy.
Looking. looking for that pogo.
Oh, One more thing. I think that Mr. Conspiracy himself is a cryptid.
This could be.
I can buy him.
You think about it. We only see him every like once in a while. He only comes on every like 25 or 30 episodes.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
He is quite hairy.
Yeah.
He's super hairy.
So, I mean, yeah.
It's a valid theory. Valid theory. I would get behind that.
Lots of support there. I don't know.
It's unfortunate he haunts me more than anyone.
hey, man, Cody, I think we're going to wrap Open Channels number 4 up for this evening, so we appreciate the call back, and always feel free to call and tell some more stories. Always looking for them, so appreciate it.
Awesome. I will definitely do so. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks,
keep
buddy.
It up.
Talk to you later. Bye. All right, we had a slow start to the Open Channels, but once the lines got rolling... The stories came
Fantastic.
Flowing.
Whew.
Well, we started with
a bunch of calls.
I like that better. Once the lines got rolling, the stories start. Lines are open. Let the stories start flowing. What is that?
No, I don't know.
What did I just say? I forgot what I just said.
That was.
Boo.
Yeah, we'll listen back. Boo. Have we come up with a sign off for this?
No, just with the way you said at the beginning.
Yeah. Open lines for open minds. Thanks for tuning
closed
in.
Lines, closed minds.
Turn them off. No more stories.
Peace.
Anyways, we're out. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Open Channels number 5.
Goodbye, everybody.
Sunday. Peace. Hope you enjoy
the show.
Bye. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.